Hello, my name is Robin Littlewood and I'm the Chief Executive of Health and Wellbeing Queensland.
Rob, thank you so much for making the time to speak with the Senate today. It's great to have you here.
And it's my absolute pleasure to be here with you.
Rob, can you tell us about Health and Wellbeing Queensland and why healthy weight is the initial focus?
We were established as an independent statutory body back in July 2019, so we're very new, and it was to improve the health of all Queenslanders, and that's by targeting both chronic disease and equity. And we've been given three focus areas to start on, and they are nutrition, physical activity, and obesity. We know that chronic disease rates are very high and obesity rates are high and they haven't moved, or they haven't moved in the direction that we want to see them move in. For overweight and obesity, we're talking 2 in 3 adults. That's a lot of us. And for kids, we're talking 1 in 4. Now, remembering back in the 1960s, it was 1 in 100, whereas now it's 1 in 4. Things aren't getting any better, and I think it's been a choice for Queensland. We could have either thought about this the way we always have and planned for those rates of obesity to just continue to be really high, and we can plan for a very negative impact on our population and our system and our economy, or we could think about this a little bit differently, and I think that's what Queensland's done. We've thought about this in a different way and said, what if we actually get this right? What if everybody in Queensland actually did achieve a healthy weight? When you think about that, the results would be we would have more than 50% less diabetes. We would have halved osteoarthritis rates, 25% less things like coronary heart disease, stroke and breast cancer, and a third of other things like cancers, different types of cancers, chronic pain. And think about how that would all affect our population, our well-being, our health system, our economy. And that's exactly why we're doing this, because there was no other single chronic disease that, if you got it right, would turn an entire health system and economy around. And that's why obesity and healthy weight is the focus. And I also want to take this time to recognise the role of the Queensland Clinical Senate in this, because they've been along this whole journey from the very beginning.
Thanks, Rob. It is just such important work. So what initiatives have you introduced aimed at obesity reduction?
The way you tackle obesity, it has to be along a continuum. So we start with individual and family and community and organisation and system and state. And we've got to have lots of solutions that cut through each of these. So how we're going to do this is three focus areas. And the first one is communities. We're going to do it through policy and we're going to do it through innovation. So, first of all, we've got a real focus on our communities. We're going to drive three place-based initiatives and work really, really close with three very, very strong and very good communities, and they are the Torres Strait, Roma, and Bundaberg. Now, this includes empowering, accelerating, partnering, scaling up, powering up the programs that are there now, existing now, educating health professionals and health providers, and also the real focus must be on driving solutions through communities where they have to be developed and led by everybody there rather than us. This is about being together and this is about being local. And they must be equitable. These solutions range from things like park runs, supermarket, cooking demonstrations, step challenges. These solutions are different and they're suited to their local community and they're led by a local champion from their community, and they get maximum engagement as a result. So all of this is going to be very, very closely linked to a range of activities within that one place. So we're going to look at clinical prevention, we're going to upskill professionals and providers that are within that place, within that location, and we're going to ensure that everybody knows about the programs that are available, so that everybody in the entire place and then in the entire state has the same access to what they need to improve their health and their weight, no matter where they are. The second thing we're going to do is really work on policy. And of course, with that around prevention, there's always got to be a focus on our children. So with our partners in education, we plan to look at increasing fruit and vegetable consumption of children by actually giving them a fruit and veggie snack every day to every child in their classrooms. So a little bit similar to the milk program that was many, many years ago here in Queensland, but probably a little better, but we're hoping. We're hoping that this is going to link in school communities, curriculum, even the farmers, distributors, local food suppliers. We're going to call this pick of the crop, and we're going to start to implement this on the 1st of July. And we've got three pilot sites ready to go, and that's Bowen, Logan and Roma. And the third section for us, or the third focus for us, is through innovation. We're really looking at things that can tackle barriers and opportunities, I guess, for the future, because as we said, the future is very different. So we're going to have to come up with something, with things that are new and things that are a little bit exciting. So brand new funding models, digital apps, programs using data and linking things across the state, linking in the programs across the state, which is really exciting for us. The key to all of this is just to ensure equity of access for everybody, and we've got to do this innovatively. A lovely example of this, which I would love to talk to you about today, is called Boost Your Healthy, which we've just developed in partnership with Sport and Rec. So if you just go and Google Boost Your Healthy, you'll see it there. So this all began because of COVID. We knew that Queensland was going through a very difficult time, and Queenslanders have been doing the right thing and following the rules. But we wanted them to focus on the things that they could do also. So the positive things, the good things, the fun things to boost their health right now. So to start, we established the first Health and Wellbeing Alliance, which brings together over 30 partners across the state, and that's creating a real engine. And when we put all those partners together, we've got a partnership, we've got a collection of about 1,300 dietitians, exercise physiologists, nurses, doctors, researchers, allied health, and many other health professionals and providers. So there's three focus areas for this, and it's about boosting activity, boosting physical activity, boosting healthy eating, and also boosting your well-being. So first of all, boosting your activity, it's about moving more. Don't overdo it and don't overplan it. It's all about the things that anybody, regardless whether they're a runner, whether they're not, whether they wheel, whether they're not, it doesn't matter what you've done. It's all movement and it all counts. And we really hope that you can find something on this site that you will absolutely love. The second part of Boost Your Healthy is eating well. And this is all about routine. So this is about how to help with that constant snacking. And I know we're all doing it, but also some really fun things in there to have a look at things like brand new recipes and trying different foods, which we haven't tried before. And there's a whole heap of amazing friends and partners in there in the kitchen as well that's helping us. So it's kind of fun. And the last thing is all about your well-being. So really about looking after yourself. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Make sure you get some sleep and get some rest and just keep to your routine as much as you can. And if that's not enough, we've got a network of boosters lined up, laying down challenges, starting with a whole of Queensland Billion Steps Challenge. Also, we have boosters such as Natalie Cook, Jeff Horn, John Millman, Gretel Buetta, Chris Lynn, Isabella Nichols, Dane Zorko, and even Ash Barty. And they're all on there, and they're all giving us a bit of a challenge and saying, just see what you can do.
So I imagine in your work to reduce obesity, you will need to work very closely with GPs. What role can GPs play?
General practitioners are just such a trusted source of information and advice for all of us, whether we're young, old, family, single, anybody. And they've got such an important role in having the conversation with those clients about risk, and especially risk about weight. So we want to work with frontline professionals to help them make it easier so they can A, identify anybody at risk of overweight and obesity, but but also to make sure that they know what to do with that as well, and really to have those tricky conversations with them. And we can help with that, so we can help train and guide. We've established a specific clinician hub, and that's where we're focusing on empowering and upskilling all of our clinicians, no matter who they are. So they can be doctors, nurses, dietitians, allied health, anything at all, so that they can manage prevention. And we know from lots of research that we've done in the past that many of our doctors report that they cannot raise the topic of obesity for a couple of reasons. They say they really, really fear losing trust with their families if they do. They don't know how to do it, so they don't actually know the words to do it, and they feel that they haven't been trained to do it, and they know that they have to get that one right. They might be overweight or obese themselves, and they don't feel credible enough, or they have nowhere for their patients to go to, so there's nowhere for them to refer them to. So what's the point of bringing it up if there's nowhere for them to go? So we want to make sure that clinicians feel comfortable, but they feel empowered and they feel competent to do this as well. So we've established some training for these staff to go to, and that's through Project Echo, so they can link in a day a week from the comfort of their own home. It's completely free, and from that they will know the way to raise the topic of obesity safely. They will know how and when to identify obesity, and then the way to bring it up, and then also where to refer these people to. We're also implementing a clinical model of care, and that's for clinicians to understand the way to prevent and treat obesity as well. That's going to be the first time in Queensland. So we want and we need clinicians to identify, prevent and treat obesity and feel comfortable doing it.
And what other medical specialists, like emergency physicians, for example, and health professions like physiotherapists and nurses, what role can they play?
Well, that's the lovely part about obesity. Everybody gets to play an equally important role, and that's the message that I want to make sure that we get out there. Health professionals matter no matter who they are, and they do and can make such a difference. On every encounter with a patient and family, we've got to be thinking about overweight and obesity and how to identify that in our patients and families. We've got to raise the topic with families every time when appropriate, and you've got to know where to refer to. And if you don't know, contact us and we can help you. And please don't think, because you may not be a dietitian, that you're not important in this agenda. You absolutely are, and in fact we absolutely need you.
And Rob, you've been a paediatric dietitian for more than 20 years. You've seen the struggle of children and their families to lose weight. How has this driven your passion for obesity reduction?
Well, thanks, Rebecca. This is an area that I live and breathe, and I can't be more clear about this. This is not about theory or data. This is about the struggle that we as mums, dads, kids, grandparents experience every day, and how it affects every single part of our life, and that's physically, emotionally, mentally. I've got just way too many examples of where kids have refused to go to school at all because they're so badly bullied if they show up, if they go to the toilet when they're at school, if they eat when they're at school, just so many things. Kids have told me that they're happy now that they're being called tank because it's so much better than what they used to be called. And these are absolutely beautiful, bright, clever kids thinking that they're not as good as others because they've been bullied and they've been told that they're not at school. And you have to think, how is this going to affect them for later life? How is this going to affect their school years, their academic careers and their lives? We have to get this right for our children so they can live a better life. It's our job. Parents often, when they come in and they see us, and they will say that kids are bullied at school, but the parents don't want to cause any trouble, and they've kind of accepted that they may not be as good as other kids. So it's okay. You know, we've always been like this, so we can deal with it. And that's tragic to me, and that's not okay. And it's my job to make sure that no family thinks like that. But it's also every single person that works in the health system, they have to know that it's their role, that they should not stand for this too. It's not okay for kids to accept that they're less than others just because they're overweight. And this is how these kids feel. These children are amazing. They are our children, and we need to nurture them, and we need to support them, and we need to empower them. We need to protect them from this, and they need to understand just how important they truly are. This may mean that every health professional has to raise the topic of obesity and have the hard conversation, but do it in the right way. It will be the right thing to do. So it's my plan that nobody is ever called tank and thinks that that's okay, and that every single parent feels empowered to advocate for their children and themselves. They're so worth it. They're so important, and they have to remember that, and they have to know that, and we are the ones that have to remind them of that. It is critical to empower them, and the way that we can do that is to make sure that they understand obesity, they understand the way to manage it, and they understand the way to treat it. And this is absolutely the reason why we've been put together. This is a one-off opportunity, Health and Wellbeing Queensland, to create something that is meaningful and life-changing and empowering for every single one of us.
And finally, Rob, what is your 10-year goal for Queensland in terms of obesity and chronic disease?
So this is my favourite question. I want the legacy of this agency to be the dip in the curve in obesity rates. Do you know the graph that keeps on going up, that this is our obesity rates for our state, for Queensland? I want there to be a dip in there. I want this to start coming down, and I want people to turn around and say, oh, that's when Health and Wellbeing Queensland started. That's what I want. I want kids to eat more vegetables. I want people in remote, Indigenous and other communities to have access and good access to fruit and veggies and clean drinking water. I want people with a disability or any health condition to feel that they are a part of this, to feel that they can engage with us, and to feel that they can take on a part of this and lead a part of this agenda with us. I want healthier environments for our workers everywhere. I want professionals to feel empowered to raise the topic of obesity. I want people doing more physical activity and having actual access to it, and the same access to it. I want access to green spaces and parks and more sort of livability for everybody across the state. I want Queenslanders to live a better life no matter where they live or who they are. And I want Queensland to be the first population in Australia to see a significant reduction in obesity. Other states and countries worldwide cannot achieve this. So we have to lead this by example, and we have to be an exemplar globally. And I want to make healthy happen by doing all of that together.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's been great to talk with you.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today.